And I come from the film business, and it seemed to me there's no better way than to tell a story that demonstrates to people what it's all about. So I got the idea to try to put on a small film festival up here with very interesting films, but they told the kind of stories of the work that UNFPA does and how important it is to address issues that are sometimes called women's issues, but they're really human issues. And that's how it was launched. The first year, we had four films. One was from Pakistan, and the Pakistani filmmaker came. Another was from Afghanistan, and the young woman who was Afghani who made it came. So it was a very nice experiment, and we've been doing it ever since.
So it's caught on.
It's caught on, and last year, one of our films won the Academy Award for Best Short Documentary, and this year, we were so fortunate to have two Academy Award nominees.
Now, this year's theme is centered around women and war. How did you decide on that theme?
The first film that was brought to me, the producer of The Invisible War called me, Amy Zering, who will be coming up here. And this is a film about American service women, and I'm really quoting Amy. She says the irony of it, these women are being sent to countries where women aren't treated well, and one of the things they're charged with is helping these women. But at the same time, they're being raped by their own troops. So that was the first film that was brought to me. And then the other one was War Witch. It was shot in the Congo, and it's about child soldiers, specifically a young girl. So with those two films, I thought, well, we kind of have a theme this year because this is one of the things that UNFPA does the best, because women who are in wartime situations and in situations where they're evacuated or running for their lives because of a natural disaster really face the same problems. And UNFPA is the agency that addresses those specific problems.
So I have to ask you, when you first saw The Invisible War, which really does tell this incredible story of American service women who've been sexually assaulted by fellow soldiers, did you automatically know that that had to go into the festival?
Yes, I knew that because I'm often asked, well, why are you going off, you know, around the world helping women? What about the women here? And just to explain that these are universal issues isn't as powerful to show a film that says it's not just women in Somalia, it's not just women on a bus in Delhi who are being assaulted. It's our women, too. Things are the same, so we have to have a global approach. And this film is not only powerful, and it's gone on to be changing military policy, that it also sort of ties people here into international issues.
Peggy, what do you want people who come to the festival to walk away with?
That things can't be put in a box and be called, oh, this is a woman's issue. And too often when something is considered a woman's issue, it means we don't have to prioritize it. But to come away thinking, these are human issues. And if we don't address these issues, it diminishes us as a society, as a civilization. And until we see this larger picture that the empowerment of women and girls are important to the future of the world, we won't make progress.